press means to apply force. When God said press, prayer reaches every single situation. He gave us permission to apply force to every situation that we will go through. And in this podcast, we are going to learn to apply force to what's applying pressure to us. Welcome to the Press Podcast. Today, we meet a man by the name of Hezekiah. He was a king and a great king. The Bible lets you know that he was one who trusted in the Lord and believed in the Lord. The Bible says he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. And he removed the high places and break down the images and cut down the groves and the brazen serpent of Moses because the children of Israel burned incense to it. In other words, he took down everything they worshiped that was trying to take the place of God. Hezekiah loved the Lord, and the Lord was with him. But he lived in a turbulent time where he's king of Judah, and the king of Israel is actually at war with the king of Syria. And he's captured, and it's a tumultuous season. There's war all around him, and then the war shows up at his front step. The Bible lets you know that there's a man from Assyria by the name of Rabshakeh, who comes threatening the children of Judah at their front door. And he's talking heavy. He talks in chapter 18 of 2 Kings about all the people he's beat up before them. And he even goes as far as to say, "The Lord has sent me against you." He's talking about their God. He's the kind of man that when he shows up in Judah, he is speaking their language and making these threats in their language. Even though he came to see the king and the people who work for the king are saying, "Hey, could you not? You can just talk to us." He's like, "Nah." He's talking in a way that he wants everybody to be scared and everybody to be nervous. And he's such a bully. But the Lord moves. And if you've not read this story in 1 Kings 18 and the beginning of 19, you should. The way the Lord moves to me is so amazing because Hezekiah actually sends word to the prophet Isaiah. And he said to Isaiah, "This day is a day of trouble and of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to birth and there is not strength to bring forth." In other words, we're on the brink of something, but we can't push this through. Hezekiah's in mourning and he's asking Isaiah for a word because he knows Isaiah can access the Lord. He said, "It may be that the Lord God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, have sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and they said all that the king had said, and Isaiah tells them, "Don't worry about the words that you've heard, because Rabshakeh is going to hear a rumor and he's going to return to his own country." And that is exactly what happens. He hears a rumor that the king of Assyria is at war and Rabshakeh is gone. I just want to pause there because we haven't actually got to the prayer for today yet to say, isn't our God creative? He really doesn't need our suggestions. He sent the enemy away with a rumor. We've seen it where he destroys the enemy by making them blind. We've seen it where he destroyed the enemy by letting a building fall on them, or even by making the sun stand still. But God is not out of ideals of how to give us the victory. And I think that's important to remember as we're fighting, as we're talking about enemies and things that come against you. Our God has not ran out of wins. I heard somebody say something very similar. Her name was Sister Darian Foster. He knows how to do this. We serve a winning God. So let's continue this story. So he temporarily gets rid of Rabshakeh. But Rabshakeh sends back a letter to Hezekiah. And the letter says, "Let not thy God in whom thou trustest deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them utterly. And shalt thou be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan and Haran and Resef? and the children of Edom, which were in Thelazar? Where is the king of Hamath and the king of Arpad and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena and Iva? And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Rabshakeh is the definition of harassment nowadays. He's come to your front step. He is threatening your friends, your family. He's told them not to follow you. You're going to lead them wrong. And now, even though he's been sent away temporarily, he's sending letters to threaten you further, just to let you know you're not getting away. So Hezekiah, the Bible says, he takes the letter that Rabshakeh sent and he laid it out before the Lord. I remember being at Team Youth Camp many, many moons ago. It was probably in the late 1900s, maybe early 2000s. I'm not sure. But Sister Harris shared with the group, God can read. And I don't know why that was so revolutionary, because in thinking about it, of course God can read. But I believe it was so impactful because we still live at times like God might miss something. And he's not. He knows. He's seeing. But Hezekiah takes the details and he spreads them out before God. You can take your details and spread them out before God. Don't let something just threaten you. Take it to him. And that's what Hezekiah does. And he says, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. So he's worshiping. Just because this fight is threatening does not mean the identity of God and what he has been and what he has done changes. He says, Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, which have sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for there were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. So he takes before God the things that Rabshakeh said on behalf of Sennacherib, and he makes it plain, God, show off for your own self. Because somehow Rabshakeh and Sennacherib think you're just like everybody else. They think that the God of this place and that place are equal to you. But his prayer was, Lord, show them you're the only God. And when he's done praying, Isaiah sends word to him. Again, a true prophet who we don't see him actually at Hezekiah's prayer spot. We only see that Isaiah gets a word from the Lord and he sends the word to the king. That which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath shaken her head at thee. Whom hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thy eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? The Lord starts replying, who does he think he's talking to? And even in the reply, they're going to laugh at you and they're going to scorn you. He lets Hezekiah know God heard and he's taking it personal. God heard and he has a strategy for a response. We can't lose being on God's side, because when we're walking with him, to get to us, they got to go through him. And so they may think, hey, we're just like everybody else, or they can attack us for this or attack us for that. But no, you don't just get to fight God's people without fighting the God of the people. And in this instance, the Lord really decides to fight for himself. At the conclusion of what the Lord uses Isaiah to say, he says in verse 32, the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. He's not even going to show up to fight you, is what the Lord is saying. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. He may be trying to get there. He may think the weapon's going to form, but it will not happen where this weapon prospers. It will not. The Lord said, "For I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake." The Bible says in verse 35, and this is the way the Lord fights for them in response to Hezekiah's prayer. "And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses." So anybody that did get up was surrounded by corpses because the angel of the Lord took them in the night. You know, we should pray for our enemies and bless them that curse us, as Matthew says, because they're on the wrong side of a fight they'll never win. Our God is big. I started in this podcast talking about how creative God is, that he knows how to win and he wins different ways. He does not need our suggestions. What he wants from us in our prayers is not panic, but he wants us to worship him. He wants us to trust who he is. And when we trust who he is, we can trust that there's some things he's just going to do for his name's sake. And because he said he would, like he said to David, he's going to keep his word for eternity. He's going to make ways because he's a way maker. He's going to move because that's what he does. And in this passage, you get to see God win by any means necessary. I hope today and pray today that you don't underestimate the power behind letting God direct your fight and giving him the details of what's trying to come against you. When you spread out your details before God, he can take it from there. Today, no matter what it is, let God be the God of the details, because prayer reaches every single situation.
Join the movement. Join the community. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Visit us at PressToPray.com or find us on Instagram or Facebook.
Did you know that when you are quiet, your voice is missing to God's ears? I know some of us have prayed and were wondering, how long should I pray about this? Why should I pray if God already knows? How will I know God is answering? And what do I do when I feel like God's not listening? But God is listening for your voice. It's too quiet in this world for the troubles we have. You have to raise your voice, and God wants to hear from you. It's Too Quiet, a book about prayer, is designed to answer your prayer questions and build your faith. Visit PressToPray.com.